This is 103.3 FM KWBU. It's hard to get the full experience of art when you're too distracted or too tired to pay attention. Here's David Smith with this week's edition of David and Art.
Engaging with art is almost an entirely mental undertaking. Yes, there's often a profound emotional connection at work, but what I mean is that understanding and appreciating art, whether a play or a symphony or a painting, usually involves a determined and attentive intellectual effort. Art is, after all, a complex form of communication. It's easy to assume that art reaches us right where we are, that we meet it on our own terms, and that the intentions of the artist are right there on the surface, ready for us to understand in a flash. While some pieces do grab us by the lapels, appreciating most works of art demands that we be engaged and informed. Absent this, chances are we will come away empty-handed. Not understanding this is in part why so many people don't get the arts, and why they're consequently considered dispensable by school boards and taxpayers all across the country. I once had an experience that made this all very clear. I'd been out of town, and I was faced with a return flight to Texas that departed where I was at 6 p.m. I usually have flights for which I have to report before dawn, and I was happy to have an extra day in a city where I'd never been before. I enjoyed a leisurely morning, and then checked out of my hotel and drove to the Museum of Art a short distance away. One clue that I wasn't as sharp as I should have been was that I had to circle the block 3 times before I noticed the museum's parking lot. By the time I did and walked to the entrance, the fatigue of several days was catching up to me. But I forged ahead. I realized early on that not much was capturing my attention. Soon I was spending less time in each gallery, just walking from painting to painting, sculpture to sculpture, room to room. This again, that again, ho-hum. On looking back, I realized that I walked past several pieces that deserved more attention, and I know would have amply rewarded it. All this is to say that dealing with art is not a passive experience, even though it often may look that way to an outside observer. Taking in a sculpture, a poetry reading, or a recital requires a level of thought not immediately evident, and sadly, one that is apparently less regarded as worth the effort in our entertainment-driven culture. A friend once said to me that art can have deep implications for every single person, but it requires receptivity and patience. It's crucial to remember that a worthwhile engagement with art requires preparation and concentration so that we can both enjoy a good experience and guide others toward doing so as well.
This and past episodes can be found on our website at kwbu.org. Just look for David and Art under the Programs tab.